Make your weekend better at Buena Connection Brewing Company. Fresh craft beer, great vibes, and a tap room perfect for kicking back. Grab a pint, bring friends, and enjoy the weekend at Buena Connection Brewing Company. Go to BuenaConnectionBrewing.com. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Beverage Chronicles. I'm Gary Monteroso. Hope everyone is having a good week. March is Women's Beer Month, and our Katie Johnson has a very special interview, so let's get right to it.
Hi, friends. It's Katie. Today, we have a special interview for you with Jessica Merritt, also known online as Beer Babe Jess. She's a creative director, copywriter, and craft beer lover. Her new book, Rethink Everything You Know About Craft Beer, launches on Amazon in March 2026 during Women's Month and features 23 contributors from across the craft beer community. The book centers the people behind the pints rather than just the industry and the trends. So let's jump right in and meet our author. For listeners who don't know you yet, who is Beer Babe Jess and how did you find your way into craft beer storytelling?
Yeah, so great question. So I'm a copywriter by trade. I've been in marketing and advertising for about 20 years, currently a creative director. And so in 2018, I needed a creative outlet of my own. So all of my creative energy went into work and I decided I was posting beer on my personal Instagram. And I decided that I wanted to make just a craft beer Instagram. And so I launched it under Beer Babe Jess and started growing my account and started meeting all kinds of folks in the industry, and things kind of just took off from there. So it was spring of 2018 when I first started. And I would say around COVID, things really slowed down. I had a lot of like events that were canceled. I was going to be like guest beer tending and traveling and going to festivals. And obviously, we know the way of the world. So things really slowed down there. And I really just kind of was able to take a look at what was important to me and how I wanted to move forward with my account. So I've been lucky enough to have a kind of a shift and be able to work with different hotels and restaurants and travel bureaus and be hosted all over the country and go to festivals. So it kind of evolved from there.
And I am also seeing how there is such a sense of community. I had no idea, like, wow, there are so many people that also care about this thing that I love. So it sounds like you kind of dove into that and found a way to incorporate your day job now with this book.
Yeah, so it's an amazing community, which I didn't really realize starting out either. I didn't realize that I would find thousands and thousands of folks and followers who were really, really deep into the nerdy craft scene like I was, right? So yeah, I was actually asked to be a part of another book in this Rethink Everything series. So I was lucky enough to be asked by a friend of mine, Lindsay Meyer, if I would write a chapter in Rethink Everything You Know About Networking.
Oh, so awesome.
Yeah. So that whole chapter is really about my social media and thinking about social networks and thinking about the power, I call it the power of unhinged authenticity. So when you put yourself out there as your true self and you don't take yourself too seriously, and you're vulnerable and you're loving, really good, amazing things can happen. And so the whole chapter is about, you know, how I launched it, not for likes and follows, but for true community and just for the love of the liquid and like shining a light on the brands and making fun of myself and being silly and having a good time doing it and not taking it too seriously. So I was at a book launch party for Rethink Everything You Know About Networking, and Kyle Draper, who is the mastermind behind this series, it's a best selling Amazon series. He and I were talking and he said, hey, I love your chapter. What do you think about writing Rethink Everything You Know About Craft Beer? And I looked at him and I said, consider it written.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I knew I could find folks in the industry, whether that's folks who work in like craft beer marketing, corporate, beer tenders, brewers. I knew I could find folks to write a chapter. And here we are, 23 chapters later. I'm supposed to receive the layout of the book today to proofread and take a look at before it goes into official print. So we made it happen, and I couldn't be more excited to bring this book to the community and folks who are interested in craft beer, folks who have worked in craft beer, or are just really interested in the subculture of craft beer.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on all of those things. That's super exciting. I'm looking forward to it. I will be purchasing myself, so I'm looking forward to it. One thing that you were talking about is all of these connections that you've made, whether that's just people in the industry or other beer lovers like yourself. How did you manage to shift the focus from just in this book the focus on industry and trends and more so the people and their stories?
That's a great question. So I really think it kind of came out naturally. You know, the prompt for the authors that I kind of came up with was, how has craft beer changed your life, right? So that could go in so many directions. And one of the major themes that just naturally came through from people's stories is the fact that it's about the people and the community, people coming together, supporting each other, you know, for me, it was very much like I could fly anywhere in the city. And because of my Instagram, I could DM someone in any city and ask them to meet up for a beer. Mm-hmm. It became this liquid connector. And I think, too, some of that is finding beers for people who don't like beer and finding beers that they like, right? And that's part of the fun of it, too, is converting people into beer lovers or getting people excited about it, just as excited as we are. Yeah, it really just came naturally. I think a lot of folks have been reflecting on the industry, the trends, and sort of like where beer is going. But really what it all boiled down to is just the building of like community, support, and, you know, just the love of the craft, the grit behind it, the people who, you know, are working tirelessly to bring us beer, whether they work for a distribution company, whether they're craft beer content creators. There's just such a really beautiful web of folks that are behind the scenes making it all happen.
Let's talk about the time frame and how intentional it was that this is launching during Women's Month.
When I had spoken with Kyle at our Rethink Everything You Know About Networking book release party, it was just kind of a loose idea, but I was like, I know I can hit the ground running. And he kind of asked me, okay, we had a call like maybe a month later. And he said, what's the time frame on this? Like, when do you want to release it? And I was like, honestly, I've always been really connected to Women's Month with my craft beer account and sort of the way that I work with breweries and fundraising and volunteerism during Women's Month. So essentially for the last several years, every Women's Month, I will volunteer as a beer tender and raise funds for domestic violence. So my little sister, who's also my best friend, is a survivor. And so it's a cause near and dear to me. So I'm just lucky enough to be able to have a little platform out there where I can raise those funds and give back to communities and women in need. But I'm also excited and lucky enough to be invited to a lot of women's brew days. So Pure Project, a number of breweries in San Diego and across Chicago have invited me and loads of other women who are adjacent to the industry or working directly in the industry to join in these women's brew days for Women's Day beer releases, which is really, really exciting too. So I thought, what a better way to kind of put a little bow on Women's Month than to have this book ready to go and ready to share with everyone for Women's Month. So we're having a couple of parties to release the book and celebrate and toast to our success and raise awareness. And, you know, I was even invited to come to the San Diego Beer News Awards and sign books.
Oh, wow.
I know. I'm really excited about that, just to engage with the community and get our book out there and kind of just spread that love, right? About how, you know, what the book is really about and what it stands for.
Absolutely. Well, that's perfect. And I love the cause and I love your intention behind it. I think any survivor or anyone that's ever been in that situation can really appreciate any efforts towards causes like that.
Yeah, it's been really amazing just how even just speaking with you just kind of came to us. And I'm just so lucky to have people who are interested in helping us spread the word. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. Well, we're happy to have you. I'm flipping through my notes here because there's so many things that I feel like different directions we could go, but I want to stay on track. Your time is valuable. So you did mention the release parties. Now I know there's one in California, correct? And then there's one also in Chicago.
Yeah. So I'm from Chicago originally, and I'm currently in San Diego. So we're having a release party on Sunday, March 8th at Seek Beer Company. That's in San Diego. And then we're having two parties in Chicago because Chicago likes to party.
Perfect.
I'll be flying back to see family, but we were able to sneak in a couple of parties. So one of them is in Lyle at the Beer Inn now. And then one of them is at Old Irving Brewing in Chicago. And it's really amazing because one of our authors is actually works at Old Irving. So they're kind enough to help us organize the parties. And then one of our authors is connected to the folks at Beer Now. So it's, again, all like everyone helping everyone and, you know, really here to kind of support and bring folks together.
So the whole premise of this series and this book is rethink everything you know, right? So is there something in particular, and it's maybe a loaded question, but what do you hope changes about the way people think about craft beer after reading this book and everything that the 23 contributors have put together?
You know, my hope for this book is that people can really rally around craft beer and sort of see it for what, you know, see it through our lenses. Mm-hmm. So see it for what it is, see it for a really powerful connector, a really powerful community. I think, you know, the way that things are shifting with the market and beer and alcohol sales and all of that is pretty normal and pretty, you know, we see things come in and out and trend and sort of take a dip. But for me, it's really about like getting folks to realize, hey, like this is something that is special. It's not about like the hype and about like scoring like beer that is like super hard to get, or it's not really about that. It's really about the people behind the glass and taking a moment to shine that spotlight, which is sort of full circle for me because it's how my beer account started. Mm-hmm. Was I wanted to sort of like shine, hold a mirror and sort of shine outward and show, you know, highlight breweries and highlight people who work at breweries and people who are doing really great stuff as part of my account and sort of celebrate that. So this book, I feel like, is almost a swan song, if you will. I'm not saying I'm quitting it all, but I feel like it's sort of that like moment where I'm like, this is all full circle. And I get to put something out there in the world that doesn't just disappear in your story in 24 hours and people can hold and flip through and get excited about, oh, this is like my cousin wrote a chapter, or my partner, or like, hey, my boss, like people just being excited to read what other folks in the community and how they're connected to them, like what they put in the book.
Even so much as like someone reading a chapter, maybe from a brewer or someone in the industry and being like, I've had their beer before. I know that for me, when I see even on the internet, people posting beers that I've had and really enjoyed, like my first instinct is to be like, what did you think? I love this. My partner and I had it for the first time at this place. And it brings up memories, which I think is part of this whole stories behind the glass and not just in the person and not just the beer and the trend and the drinking aspect of it.
Definitely. I completely agree. And I think those who are really close to the industry know it, but I think taking this moment in time to celebrate it is sort of the goal, right? So it's like, you know it and I know it and we feel it and we live it every day. But, and so do like a lot of folks who are, you know, working in breweries every single day. But I think sometimes we lose sight of it because things are tough. You're working hard and like you're distracted and you're doing this and you're doing 100 things. And it's like, this is sort of that moment to celebrate. This is sort of that moment to say, hey, this really is something special.
Absolutely.
Because of time considerations, we had to edit that interview. However, you can find the full episode on our website at beveragechronicles.com. Now, according to the most recent industry data that I have, it shows that women are definitely in a minority in brewing, especially in production and ownership, although their presence is definitely growing across roles. Women as brewers make up somewhere around anywhere from 4 to 7.5% of working brewers in the U.S., and about a quarter of brewery owners are women. And again, I don't know if these are the very, very latest figures. About 41% of breweries, however, have at least one woman as an owner or co-owner, but only 3% are exclusively or solely owned by women. Only, again, less than 3% are solely owned by women. As brewery workers overall, one study found that women make up about 30% of brewery employees across all roles. In terms of craft beer drinkers, estimates vary, but the Brewers Association, some of their recent figures cited that approximately 25 to 31% of American craft beer drinkers are women. So this means that women are somewhat better represented as consumers than as brewers or sole owners, but still underrepresented compared to the general adult population. There was a Stanford-linked analysis that found that 17% of craft breweries had a woman CEO, but only about 4% had a woman brewmaster overseeing production. What this means is you walk into a typical brewery, the odds are very high that you will find mostly men, while women are likely to be found in the tap room or in marketing, events, or administrative roles. At the same time, however, the number of women-owned or women-led breweries is growing, with hundreds of women-led breweries now highlighted by industry lists and advocacy groups. And that's it for Beverage Chronicles. See you next week.